Hello, everyone, and welcome to another story time with Miss T and
Mini Me.
Today, we'll be reading
Hey Bruce,
an interactive book written by Ryan T. Higgins. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's get into it. Oh, she said it's exciting.
Why is that from the next one?
I don't know.
Oh.
Get ready, Thistle and Nibs. We're making an interactive book. Hooray! I don't know what that means. Hooray! Me neither. Interactive means the reader will make things happen inside the book. I love readers. What's a reader? I have no idea. Let's see. The reader is who's looking at us right now. We're being looked at? But we're not wearing pants. I can see up the reader's nose. Before we start the book, we need a title. How about the book that does stuff? Or the interactive book? I can't spell destructive. It's interactive. Let's ask Bruce. He's in lots of books. Let's see, what does Bruce say? What does that say?
Hey, Bruce.
An interactive book. Thistle, you shot it over the title page. Now the book needs to be called Hey Bruce. I kind of like it. Now Bruce has to be in the book.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. I can't turn the page. There he is. Let's wake Bruce up so we can start. I know. The reader should do it. Hello, reader. Please tap Bruce's shoulder to wake him up. Tap the shoulder.
Okay. Tap.
He's still sleeping.
Uh-oh.
Maybe the reader should tap him again. Go on, reader. Now don't be shy. Tap Bruce even harder. You tap.
Tap.
Let's see. Did we wake him up?
Yay.
Oh, no. He fell off the tree. The reader did it. Oh, you did it? You made him fall?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Bruce, do you want to be in our book? It's hyperactive. I'm busy napping. Oh, we can help. He means interactive, though. Gosh, hyperactive. Reader, would you gently rock this book back and forth to help Bruce get back to sleep? Let's rock it. Did it work?
I don't have a book.
Oh. Keep rocking.
Oh, no.
We got to do it harder. Bigger rocks. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Bruce is going to fly off of this bunk. Oh, my goodness. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
He's flying.
He's flying.
Is he asleep? I don't think so.
He's flying.
He's not on his napping log. Readers. You have to tilt the book all the way onto its side to help Bruce back to napping log. Turn. Oh, no! You can't take a nap from there, Bruce. Let's go drop onto the log for a nap. No!
Hey, no.
Reader, you should give the book a little shake to help Bruce let go. Ready? Shake. Let's see. Did Bruce let go?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He missed the log.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
No.
What did he say? Couch? Quick. Couch? Who wants to sleep on a couch?
Oh, no.
There's one right over there. Hey, reader. Turn the book back upright to make the couch come to Bruce. Let's see. Oh, let's turn it. Whoa! Don't worry, Bruce. Here comes the couch.
Crash.
Oh, no.
What we do, Auntie Danny?
Oh, no.
Me, this has
How's your nap? All right, readers. No more falling couches. We are above that sort of comedy. Maybe some music will help Bruce sleep. Reader, press the piano keys to play Bruce a soft lullaby. Okay, let's see. Did it work?
No.
Crash! Oh no! Where did that piano come from? Does the reader make everything we say fall from the sky?
Yes.
You know? Bruce always falls asleep on the bus.
This is the bus.
Good idea. Let's drop a bus on him. Oh my goodness, they're going to drop a bus on Bruce.
Oh no.
On second thought, maybe Bruce will sleep better if he's wearing a cozy pajamas. No, I do not wear pajamas. He prefers to sleep bare naked. Reader, will you please look away? Will you please look away so Bruce can have some privacy? I'm not putting this one's Bruce. I'm not putting these on. Now close your eyes real tight and turn the page. You can't look at Bruce. Bruce has to put his clothes on. Let's see.
I can't look.
Can't get it. Let's see. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Bruce doesn't seem sleepy yet. Maybe he needs some exercise to get tuckered out. Great idea. Bruce should ride a unicycle. A unicycle.
What?
Hey, readers, lift the book up to get Bruce on that unicycle. We gotta lift it up. Up, 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 up. Wait. We skipped the whole thing. Yes. All right. And he should be juggling. Readers, move the book in a circle to get him going. Okay. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow.
This would be even better on a high wire over a mud pit. Reader, wobble the book back and forth to add a high wire in a mud pit. Whoa. All right. Say it. Go, Bruce, go. Go, Bruce, go. Go, Bruce, go. Do you think he likes this?
Go, Bruce, go.
Do you think Bruce likes doing this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Look out, Bruce. Oops. Bruce is all muddy. Readers, press that water button to give him a little rinse.
Press.
All right, do you think it's a little rinse or a big rinse?
A water. Big rinse.
You think it's a big rinse? All right, let's see. Once we can turn the page. Oh! It is a big wave. Oh, my goodness. There. Bruce is clean now. Reader, draw a drain with your finger at the bottom of the page to get rid of all this water. All right, all the water's gonna go. Oh, look at that. The book is over. Good thing we have the end papers to clean up all this mess. I can still see up the reader's nose. Does the reader have a booger? Are you asleep yet, Bruce? Whose idea was this anyway? It was the reader's. The readers are messy.
Oh no, they
got it. Oh no. The end.
The end.
Did you guys like that book?
Yes.
Did you guys think that Bruce was going to get some sleep?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.